Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. If you're connected to a college or university in some way, maybe you work at one, you know a student, you want to tune in to our next segment because changes in funding, demographics, and the AI revolution may force a reimagining of what higher education looks like. The Paul Simon Public Policy Institute is co-hosting an event tomorrow with the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability to discuss the future of higher ed in Illinois. And joining me now, John Shaw, director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIU Carbondale. John, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Megan.
Let's break down those three things that I know this panel is going to be looking at that could change the face of higher education, starting with funding. What changes are universities experiencing right now?
Well, particularly in Illinois, and I suspect in Missouri and other local states or connecting states, there's been this kind of pernicious, slow disinvestment in higher education. And in terms of Illinois, over the last 25 years, when you make the inflation adjustments, actually the state contribution to higher ed has declined by some 42%. So you have this, and it's kind of this steady drip, you know, and each year the General Assembly adds, you know, 1 or 2% in nominal dollars to higher ed. But, you know, with inflation, that just eats away at it. So there's been a real kind of stunning, when you look at, say, 2000 to where we are now, there's been this stunning reversal in just how universities are financed. I mean, it used to be that the state was a really big funder of universities, and now it's increasingly on students in terms of tuition and fees. And we all know that these tuition and fees have risen so much. And I think that's part of the explanation for a lot of the anger that is prevalent in Illinois and Missouri and around the country about higher ed, just sort of these the perception of exploding costs.
I think there's a perception, too, from some people of waste in higher education when it comes to how some of those dollars are spent. What would you say about that?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt that there is a lot of scrutiny. You know, and frankly, let's tackle the elephant in the room. I think a lot of it is in terms of, you know, the salaries of the leadership of universities. You know, those have risen very, very steady. There's some really big dollar tickets when you look at, what college presidents and chancellors and senior administrators make. And there is a perception that a lot of these, you know, these tuition dollars have gravitated away from actual teaching and into kind of enlarged administrative structures. And of course, that makes that does not make parents or students happy to deal with that.
I think it's interesting that demographics is a part of this. I think this is something that maybe a lot of us might not realize has changed. Give us a sense of what is changing when it comes to who's utilizing our universities.
Well, I mean, it's breaking in a lot of different directions. First of all, there's just the number of 18-year-olds is about to begin a really sharp decline. I mean, just looking at the demographics of birth rates, we're about to enter a really tough period of declining number of college-age students. And as we know, a growing number of college-age students are giving a real serious reassessment about whether higher education is the way to go. I mean, it's somewhat ironic because the numbers are unanswerable that, you know, people with college degrees do have, you know, much longer lifelong earning. You know, they tend to be healthier, just a whole array of positive attributes. But I think with the growing cost of education, more and more students are starting to rethink it. So all this has kind of converged into universities and colleges reaching out for the so-called non-traditional student, you know, people who are in their 20s or 30s or even older, who might be wanting to retool or reposition their careers. So trying to find a way to speak to them and bring them on campuses or online is a big part of, I think, a lot of university strategies.
So in the middle of this, then, we throw in this rocketing AI technology that has changed so dramatically just in the last couple of years. How is that shaking things up?
I mean, I think profoundly. And I, you know, I'll just even my own example of, you know, as a teacher, I had some students submit essays the last semester, and when I got back, I mean, it was just, I mean, everyone very aggressively utilized AI in a way that, I don't know, as an old school person, I mean, it was like I was just, you know, it was just this sort of dull, homogenous, non-interesting kind of language. So trying to figure out ways to harness AI to put kind of clear rules and strictures in place, I think, is really critical. Another piece of this technology puzzle that we're going to try to address tomorrow is online learning and online education, because more and more universities are seeing that as a way to bring to sort of metaphorically bring students to campus, although they don't come to campus. And that's part of the problem, because a lot of the fees that colleges generate from having students on campus, you know, are not there when it's online. But I know a lot of schools are going very aggressively onto the online market. Students want it, but I think there's still a lot of uncertainty as to whether online education is better or even as good, or, you know, how much worse is it than in classroom education. So that's going to be the sort of the twin aspects of technology we want to look through: the AI revolution and try to understand that better, but also the explosion of online learning and how that's going to affect colleges and universities in the future.
John, before we let you go, give us a sense of the panelists that you're bringing in and how our listeners can view this discussion.
Well, just the last part, we will have it online. So just Google the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. We'll have a video of the conference online by late in the week. And we're going to have a kind of an interesting mix. We're going to have Carol Ammons, who's an Illinois state representative from the Champaign area, who's actually been pushing this new, very interesting and frankly somewhat controversial funding bill. We're having Daniel Mahoney, who's the president of the SIU system. We're having a gentleman by the name of Ralph Martiri, who's executive director of the Center for Tax and Budget Accountability, who is our co-host, and he's done a lot of really good and important work in higher education. And then we're having Jim Nolan, who's kind of a wise man of Illinois politics and government. And 50 years ago, he wrote his PhD thesis on the politics of higher education in Illinois. So I want to kind of tap into some of his institutional wisdom about just the big picture and how higher ed in Illinois and in the region has evolved.
Well, John, thanks so much for bringing this to our attention.
Thank you, Megan. Great to talk.
Always good to have you on. That is John Shaw, director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.